Welcome to another episode of 10 Minutes With, supported by the PHA Group, where we meet the entrepreneurs and business leaders from around the world to find out what makes them tick. Today, we are lucky enough to be joined by David Allen, former MD, VP, and currently the CEO of leading mouthguard provider Opro, who, amongst other things, are the official mouthguard partner of six of the current Rugby World Cup teams. David, welcome. Thank you very much for being here and taking time to be out on our podcast.
Fantastic to be here, Holly. Thanks for inviting me.
As always, we will kick it off with our first question. Describe what you do in one sentence.
I look after the Opro Group, a group of companies. Opro, our mouthguard brand, Maru, our swimwear brand, and Opro Tech, our new sports protection brand.
Excellent. And can you tell us a bit about Opro?
Opro was founded nearly 22 years ago now by Dr. Anthony Lovett, who was a dentist, and he wanted to make sure that he stopped people getting injured, kids especially. And so he developed technology to make and custom make mouthguards. And that's where it all started 22 years ago. Now today, we're all around the world supplying, as you said, six of the teams in the World Cup. We actually supply 11 of the 12 Premiership teams. But we do many, many more other associations, federations and clubs all around the world.
Why do you think Opro is dominating the market?
I think it's two things. I think number one, and it's always number one, is product. Product is king. We do make the best product. And I know I'm biased when I say that, but it absolutely is the best. And the proof in it being the best is the amount of teams, federations and clubs, like I've said, that wear our product. We have many of the UFC stars all wear our product. We've got GB Hockey, we got Bianca Walden, we've got many of those people that wear our product, and that resonates then with the consumer. The consumer wants to wear what their icons and stars wear.
What attracted you personally to join Opro?
Wow, that's a great question. I think opportunity is probably the best answer to that. It was looking at, this was a small UK rugby focused company. And when I came in, I talked with our owner about what the possibilities are, how we could spread ourselves around the world, how we could enter into new markets, how we could enter into new categories, because we were focused on rugby, but nobody was thinking about combat sport. And there's about 500 million people around the world practicing combat sport, and every one of them needs a mouthguard. So it was all about opportunity and how we could just take this small company and make it into a global brand, which we are now today, 3 years later.
And what do you admire most about the business currently?
I think the successes we've had in the last 3 years have been the most pleasing thing for me. We're now distributed in over 40 countries all around the world. We're distributed in the US in the biggest sporting goods retailer in Dick's Sporting Goods. We're distributed down in South Africa in Sportsman's Warehouse. We've got a great presence on Amazon globally across UK, France, Germany, Spain, USA, Australia. So it's widening our distribution around the world. Again, it does come back down to great product, but also putting in place the structures and the people to make that happen within the business. That's the most pleasing thing.
Excellent. Who is the one person who has helped you most throughout your career?
Throughout my career? I suppose most people would answer somebody in business, but I'd actually put it down to my wife, Jackie. She's there all the time through the highs and lows that we all have, motivating me when I need it, being an ear to bend when I've had a bad day or things don't go right, or just listening. You know, she's not involved in the business, not involved in what I do, but it's great to have that outside looking in, but somebody who can tell you the truth when you need it.
I think we all need that person.
We sure do. We sure do.
How many hours sleep do you get a night?
On average, between 5 and 6. It's probably a bit my own fault. I work a little bit late, keep going, and then in my leisure time, I run. So to get to my running in, I've got to get up early in the morning, get out there on the road when it's dark and cold and snowy and wet and nobody's out there. So that's my me time. So I get up early in the morning and go for my run.
How do you manage your time?
How do I manage my time? I'm pretty old school when it comes to this. And I remember reading a book about Richard Branson years and years ago, and he talked about that he takes notes everywhere he goes and he writes it all down. And I followed that for over 20 years. I write everything down. I've got my little black book, my Moleskin. I write everything down, create my to-do lists, prioritize out of them. And as usual, with everybody with a to-do list, some of the things don't get done and they go on to the next day. But that's how I prioritize what I have to do. I have to write it down.
What would you say is your biggest mistake or regret in your career?
Oh, too many for this podcast. We've only got 10 minutes, I think. Whoa, how are we going to do that? I think the biggest part for me is learning from whatever mistakes that I make. You know, there are many and I make them. And I think admitting them is number one, learning from them number two, but actually sharing that learning. So admitting to other people, not just yourself, admitting to other people that I did this, I got it wrong. Here's the reasons it was wrong. So they don't make the mistake as well. That for me is, rather than any one specific big mistake, I could tell some funny stories about some crazy things that have gone wrong, but yeah, we'd be here all day probably.
And what would you say then is your one piece of advice for other business leaders?
My one piece of advice for other business leaders is never stop learning. Never stop having an appetite to find out something new. I myself personally, I read quite a lot, and I'm always looking for the next book. I'm always looking for what it is that is just fresh and new and thinking. And whether that's just newsletters that are coming through, or whether that's something that's on LinkedIn, or today I'm reading at the moment Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss, and it's about the art of negotiating. Chris was the chief negotiator at the FBI for hostage situations, but he's turned his learning into business negotiation. And I've been negotiating all my life. I am learning so much by just reading this book. So I think my advice to any aspiring business leader or current business leader is never, ever stop learning. Read, read, read.
What would you say is the one thing that sets you apart from other business leaders?
Oh, that's a question I think you need to ask other business leaders rather than me. A lot of people have said to me that it's about my energy and drive, you know, never stopping. Things go wrong, things go right. Even when you achieve something, I'm always looking for the next. What's next? How do we drive on to the next piece? Nike had a tagline that they brought out in 1977, there is no finish line. And to me, that's really critical in business, that you're not finished. If you think you're finished or you think you've made it, somebody's going to come behind you, you know, and take that spot off you. So no finish line for me is like, you gotta keep pushing yourself. You gotta keep moving. You know, the World Championships are going on at the moment, and yes, there's a finish line for those guys. But actually, when you listen to them being interviewed after, they're all talking about Tokyo. You know, so there's the next thing. What's next? What's next? So for me, it's that energy and drive to find the next thing.
And finally, what is your party trick?
My party trick? I've tried to keep that secret for years and years, and now I'm caught. Riverdance.
River dance,
Irish dance. So I can do a jig, a reel, a hornpipe. Usually I will have a couple of pints of Guinness before I do it.
And this will be, where will we catch you doing river dance? On a night out?
It could be on a night out, it could be on a house party, it could be a business lunch, it could be anything, just for a bit of fun, because it does catch people off guard.
Well, David, that's it from me. Thank you very much for being on the podcast.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Holly.
Join us next time for another episode of 10 Minutes With, a podcast supported by the PHA Group, where we meet entrepreneurs and business leaders to find out what makes them unique.